As I sit here and reflect on what tomorrow is, which is May 10th, by the way, I have a very special message for all the mothers that are currently listening right now. I want to wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. Most of you have just become mothers this year. Some of you have been doing it for years on end, but that doesn't make a difference. You're a mom either way. Welcome to a very special episode of Nightly Connections. I'm your host, Steven, and I want to actually get into something that I don't really bring up or talk about, and that was Mother's Day 2016. May 8th, 2016, at approximately 10 a.m., I got a phone call telling me that my grandmother, I called her Mama, was transitioning. And for most of you that don't know what transitioning means, meaning that she was ending one phase of her life and transcending on to another. For the first 10 years of my life, she raised me as her one of her own, calling me her son. Even to the day that she passed and went on, she still considered me a son. Even though it's hard for me to talk about this, because I feel a very special way about it. There is some background there that I am not going to get into because it is family business. On that day, I remember just crying. The first day was so painful. The second day, I didn't want to get up out of the bed. That Monday, I didn't even go to work. My store manager at the time, I worked for Rent-A-Center, told me not to come in. Told me to take a day to get myself together. At that time, I had just started working for Rent-A-Center, so I didn't have bereavement where I was able to take time off and reminisce. For all of you that have lost your mothers in the recent years, I want to say, I know the pain of losing someone that close to you. Even though my real mother is still here and I talk to her almost every week, that pain still hurts. And I love my mother dearly. We've gotten a lot closer over the years, especially when I turned 18 and moved over 350 miles away to a city called Tulsa, Oklahoma, from a little city called West Monroe, Louisiana. As I sit here recording this for you, my message out there is this. Love and cherish your mother no matter what history you have, because one day you're going to wake up and she may not be here on this earth anymore. As I sit here and dwell on this and reminisce, there are so many questions that I wanted to ask my grandmother that I didn't have the courage to ask. So the answers to those questions will remain unanswered. This day, this Mother's Day, is not supposed to be a time of grief. The day that she left this earth was supposed to be a day of celebration, as she was no longer in pain from the cancer that plagued her body. She was no longer suffering from earthly woes. I love that woman dearly. And I hate myself because in the years that she was alive, I felt as if I didn't express that enough. And I can't express that now. Not to her. To the woman that raised me for the first 10 years of my life as her own, clothed me, fed me, gave me a bed to sleep in. It simply amazes me that most people take these little things for granted. A word of advice coming from me: don't take these little things for granted. Because as I stated before, one day you're going to wake up and she's going to be gone. If you have anything to get off your chest to say to your mother right now, then go ahead and do it. If you have any questions at all that you want to ask her, that you wanted to ask her in the past and never got the courage to, take my advice and ask. Because one day you may not have that chance. One day you may have the courage to do so, and you'll never get that answer that you're looking for. To all the new mothers that just had children recently, and for the ones that have been doing it for so many years, cherish this day. Cherish every day that you have with your children. Because on the other hand, there are some mothers out there right now that have lost their children, that have lost their child, their baby boy or their baby girl, that they look at this day and they can't celebrate it the way that they want to. For the past 4 years, I've kind of moseyed around the idea of celebrating this day because I lost my grandmother. I lost mama. Even though my mother is still here, my mother understands the pain that I go through living with the fact that my grandmother, is no longer here. I know some of my friends that have lost children in the early stages of their pregnancy, their moms too. Despite what happened with their body, they are still mothers. And they have to live with that pain every single day, the same way I have to live with the pain that my grandmother isn't here. This day is a happy day for most out there. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're one of the ones that have that experienced a loss of a child or a loss of a mother, and you're not able to celebrate this day the way that you want to, just know that my thoughts and my heart is with you on this day. As I leave this podcast, because it's getting long-winded, I leave you with a very, very powerful quote. Cherish your life. It may not be perfect according to your eyes, but cherish every moment. I bought my wife something today for Mother's Day, and I presented it to her because tomorrow I may have to work early. And I may be paraphrasing this, but to the world, you are a mother. But to us, you are the world. And if everybody looked at their moms that way, I promise you it would be a better place. No matter what you went through as a child or what you're going through right now, even if you're a child listening to this, love your mom every single day. Show her that you appreciate her. Even if it's the small things like washing the dishes or doing the laundry or even taking the trash out. Cherish your mother. That's going to be the word for the week as I leave you. Cherish. Because one day, and I pray that it's not any day soon, she may not be here. As for now, I will see you next time.